A lot of excited rumors and talk about the trails at Museum of the Shenandoah Valley, and we're going to tell you all about a community info session about the trails that takes place on Monday. Here to tell us about that is Laura Wiley. Laura is the Director of Community Engagement with Museum of the Shenandoah Valley. Laura, great to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry. I'm delighted to tell all of your listeners about the Trails Community Update Session, which is happening on Monday, April 23rd at 5:30 here at the Museum of the Shenandoah Valley. Some people in town might have heard that the museum was working on a new project, the Trails at the MSV. We are opening up more than 90 acres of original family farm homestead here in the city of Winchester to be a public park with a 3-mile trail system for walking, running, biking, walking the family dog, and also for engaging with art and nature in an entirely new way. So the Trails Community Update Session on Monday will be an opportunity for the public to come, learn about the trails, learn about the art park, and ask questions. So we hope a lot of people turn out and ask us a lot of questions so we can give you some answers.
That is so cool. So again, this is on Monday, and it's right there at Museum of the Shenandoah Valley at 5:30.
That's right.
Without spilling too many beans, Laura, what can you tell us about the trail? I mean, you already gave some hints there. This is basically like an extension of the museum. It's going to be more than just a walking trail.
Yeah, we're hoping that it will work like an outdoor extension of the museum galleries. So you're definitely going to be wanting to go to the trails for exercise, get into the woods, to commune with nature. But we're also going to surprise you with art installations along the trails. We'll probably only have about 2 when the trails first open, but this is an ongoing project. So we're working on sustainable growth for the future. So there's opportunities to add art installations as the years go by and as we get more funding.
I know that you're getting ready to break ground, but what's the anticipated opening date for the trails?
We are going to be breaking ground today, actually, and construction will start shortly thereafter. We're anticipating that the trails will be open in 2019. We're hoping for a summer or a fall opening of the trails. We're also anticipating that we will open the trails as they are being completed. One of the exciting things about this project is how it connects the Winchester community. We've worked with neighborhoods, we've worked with the city, we've worked with the county, we've worked with local schools, and there will be entrances to the trails, not just from the museum's parking lot, but 2 entrances from Amherst Street, 1 from Tennyson Avenue, 1 from Jefferson Street by the old John Kerr Elementary School. So this is going to connect the city. And as different pieces of the trails are completed, we will open those for public use.
That's exciting. And this is all absolutely free and open every day of the year, right?
Yes, it's going to be open dawn to dusk, free, open to the public. It's a new public park, essentially, in partnership with the city and the schools. We've talked to local businesses like Valley Health and gotten their input on the project. We've had this landscape of about 214 acres that has been private farmland since James Wood, the founder of Winchester, came here in the 1730s. So some of this land will be open to the public for the first time ever.
That's exciting. Now, obviously, no charge once it's built to walk it, but it's going to take money to build this. How's fundraising going?
Fundraising is going really well. It's about a $7.2 million project overall. So far, we've raised $5 million from museum members and donors, from local businesses like American Woodmark Foundation, Bank of Clark County, First Bank, from local foundations and regional foundations. We've gotten a lot of support. We've also got a matching grant from the Glass Glen Burney Foundation that matches every single dollar donated. We need $1.1 million from the community to fully fund the trails, to finish the project, and open this new park in Winchester.
Laura, before we part, if people want to keep updated on the progress of the trails, or if we want to find out more how we can help, what's the website?
You can go to themsv.org/trails.
themsv.org/trails. Laura
yeah.
Wiley is Director of Community Engagement. This is exciting stuff. Thanks for sharing it with us this morning, Laura.
The pleasure was all mine. I really enjoyed talking to you, Barry. Thank you.